Today is Daf Pei Zayin. We're on Pei Vav Amud Beis. We're up to the Gemara. So again, the Mishnah had two cases. The first case of the Mishnah was where all the names are written together. Five people divorcing five wives. Five men are divorcing five wives. That's fine. The second case was, it's like five gets in one document. Only the last one's good. Only the one with the signatures is good. It says the Gemara, Mantana, who's the author of this Mishnah? Amar Yirmiyah, Delok Rebbe Elazar. It can't be Rebbe Elazar. Why can't it be Rebbe Elazar? Rashi says on the bottom, Delok Rebbe Elazar, because Ella Kirmeir, must be Rebmeir. Hilkach, therefore, Kol Achas Mehen Miskareshes, Bishala, Shaharin Bol Yadda Ve'edim Chasumim Bo. Because it's signed, and every woman receives a get. Rebbe Elazar can't hold like that. Rebbe Elazar, Rebmeir, given to Loboy Edim Sira, Shaperdami. You don't need Edim Sira. Daha kol gitnami mishe chasmo ha'edim. Listen to this. Every get, when the edim sign it, einan yodin l'mi yinasein. No one knows who's giving it. They don't know who it's for. Well, they have to know. So too over here. Five men sign, five women, right? Sign it and give it to them. It can't be Rebbe Elazar, right? Back to the Gemara. D'i Rebbe Elazar. Given the Amar Edim Sira Karsi, since you hold of Edim Sira, Holo Yadi Bahai Minayo called Migurasha, Migarsha. No one knows who's divorcing who. Abai Amar, what are you talking about? I feel it to him, Rebbe Elazar. You could even say, Ema Debai Rebbe Elazar, Ksiva Lishma. Rebbe Elazar holds Ksiva has to be Lishma. Nesina Lishma, me boy? What about Nesina? Rebbe Elazar doesn't say boo about that. So, it's a machlokas. Next. Chamisha shekasvu klal. So what did the Mishnah say? The Mishnah said that if five people were to get it, the klal, it's good. Right? Then the Mishnah said, but if five people wrote it as chamisha shekasvu klal pesocha get, it's good. Right? But if five people wrote it as a toface, it's not. Only the last one's good. So what does that mean? Klal and toface. What does that mean? So, hechidami klal, hechidami tofet. What does that mean? Amar of Yochanan, zman echad lekulan, zeu klal. Even though each one has its own zman on the get, that's still klal. That's still good. However, zman lekal echad ve'echad, zeu tofet. Each one has their own zman, that's tofet. Rish Lakish Amar, afilu zman, Echad lekulan nami havi tofes. Now, even one zman to everybody, that's still a problem. That's still considered tofes, even though it's one zman. It says today, the January 1st, and then there's five people divorcing five women. That's still a problem. Ela hechi dami klal. So, according to Rish Lakish, what's a klal already? What's considered a klal? The Mishnah had a case where you could do this. It's a good get. Five men are divorcing five women. It's a good get. What's the case? The Kasav, you wrote like this. Anu ploni me anu we ploni u ploni me and him girashnu nishosenu, we're divorcing our wives plonis and plonis, right? It doesn't matter. And therefore what? Therefore the edim are signing on everybody, not on one individual couple. Edim are signing on everybody, not on one individual couple, and therefore it's good. That's called a klal.
Do they have time to mind all five couples?
Who, the edim? That's what we started off. That was the first sentence of the Gemara. That they do not. Maskev Rav Abba Rav Yochanan Da'amar Zman Echad Lekulan Zehu Klal. But one second. Rav Yochanan held. That's also a klal, right? Lechosh Dilma Ki Chasmi Ahadadi Abaser Hu Dechasimi. Maybe when the Edim sign, they're only signing for the last couple. If according to Rabbi Yochanan, everyone has an individual date, it's also a klal, but the Mishnah said that that's good. How could that be good? Maybe the Edim are only starting on the last couple. Each one has their own zman. So the Edim only meant then, how could all five be good?
And if all, they would all be the same zman?
What?
And if it would all be the same zman?
Even if they're all the same zman. What?
It wouldn't be a problem?
No, well, it doesn't matter if it's the same zman or not. It doesn't matter if it's the same day. The point is it's five times broken up. It's broken up five times. If it's broken up five times, maybe the edim only signing on the last couple. But the Mishnah said that this klal, whatever klal means, according to Rabbi Yochanan, doesn't mean much.
Right.
So according to Rabbi Yochanan, maybe they're only signing for the last couple. So why is this good? You hear that question? Milo Tanya, didn't we learn Edim Chasumin al She'ela Shalom beget pasul? If somebody for some reason they write greetings in a get, and the Edim sign below the greetings, the get's pasul. Why? Maybe they're signing on the greetings.
Right.
Maybe they're only signing on the greetings. The answer is no. Lav itmar Allah, we said about that. Amar bavo ludidi mafarshili minei Rabbi Yochanan shalu pasul. If you're right, if it's greetings, it's taka pasul. Vishalu, but if you have a vav there, that means it's part of the text, and we want to mention some greetings, then kosher. That's okay.
And if you start off with greetings.
So if you start off with, so start off with, you can start off with whatever you want.
Right.
So here you have a couple. And another couple, and another couple, and another, and then they sign at the bottom. So of course they're signing for all five. Even though there are five individuals manim on the get. Could be the same day, it doesn't make a difference. As long as it's broken up by zmanim, it's broken up by individuality, maybe he's only signing on the last one.
Right.
That no, because it says and. The second case of the Mishnah, where it didn't say and, then taka only the last couple's divorced.
So it's a vabachibor.
Correct. Hachinami, Diksiv Bey, Ploni, Uploni, Uploni, that's okay. And they're all divorced. Vesu, another question. L'Rabbi Yochanan, according to Rabbi Yochanan, the Amr who said, Zman l'chol echad ze'u tofes, if each one has their own Zman, that's a tofes, yeah. Zman l'chol echad ve'echad ze'u tofes, right? My iria mishum tofes. Then why is it a problem of toface? Another problem. Tapiglay, it's a very difficult question here. Tapiglay, what's the Gemara saying? That what did Rabbi Yochanan say? If each one has their own zman, that's a toface, that's no good. And therefore, it's no good, the get's not good. I have another problem. Tapiglay, dahavile nichtav bayom v'nechtam balayla. Maybe it was written one day and signed another day. So the Gemara says, no. Amalei mar kishisha b'rei Rav Chisda l'Rav Ashi hachi amrinan b'shrei Rav Yochanan t'kasev b'hu basar b'chad b'shadza b'chad b'shadza. They're all written and signed on the same day. What was the question? What was the answer? I'm not sure. They're all written and signed on the same day. That's not an issue. What is the issue? The issue is that since you have five zman, you have five different gittin, according to Rav Yochanan. Amalei ravina l'Rav Ashi. Now let's say it's on Rish Lakish. L'Rish Lakish. According to Rish Lakish, the Amar who said, zman echad l'chulam nami tofes. Even if there's one zman in the get, that's also a problem. Why? Why is it a problem? Because for some reason, you wrote the get, even if there's five couples in there, and even if there's only one zman, it's still two individual, and therefore only the last one is divorced. So then, heichi dami klal, then how the Mishnah says there's a case where you have five people writing on a get, and it's good. All five are divorced. How could that, according to Rish Lakish, how could that be? So we asked this already on top. And we said, Dekasa behachi, you write like this. Anu we, ploni u ploni, gerashnu, nishosenu, plonis u plonis. All of us are divorcing all of our wives. And since it's written like that, that's good. Even if it's one man, it's good. Nimtzu, what comes out from that? Shtei nashim misgareshes beget echad. So two women are being divorced from one get. Is there anything wrong with that? Can two women be divorced from one get? Can five women be divorced from one get? Vatara amra, v'kasav la, la, v'la, la, v'lo, la, ulechaverta. Only if you can write a get, one get per person. So how could this be? So, the hadar, kasav, you write. It would be a problem. Afterwards, you have to write, ploni girash plonis, uploni girash plonisa. Right? A is divorcing B, and C is divorcing D. You have to write it separately again to get out of this problem.
Because of law is singular.
Correct. Amalei Ravina l'Ravashi. One second. Ravina asked Ravashi a question. Ma'ishtam b'had d'tanya, how is this any different than another price that we have, where it says, d'tanya, ha'kosef kol nechasav l'shnei avadav, if somebody writes a get to free his two avadim, kanu, that works. U'meshachrin zeh, and they free each other. What's the case? Right? In other words, you write one get. Here, look at the case. Look at Rashi, right here on the side. Umayishna ha mehadatanya. Eved gomar la meisha. An eved learned out of an isha. Right? So a guy wrote a shtar shichur, I'm freeing my two avadim. Right? Laurel and Hardy, I'm freeing my two avadim. They're free. What does it say in the get? How can they give one shtar shichur for two avadim? Learn that of Isha, after all. V'lo paslinan lehu mishum v'lo la ulechaverta. And this get shichur is not pasul. The sheshachvar shnehem bevasachas. They're both freed at one in one document. The dummy lekamaisa the Rish Lakish. It's no different than Rish Lakish's case. Anu ploni uploni girashnu nishasenu ploni usuplonis. Me is divorced, right? I'm divorcing my wife. He's divorcing his wife. He's divorcing his wife. Am my boy lemahada velichta ploni girish plonis uplonis uplonis. Why do you have to write it over again? And by the way, we said, how could one get divorced five women? No, you write a get at the bottom of the get separately. What's the right to get it separately for? It works by Shtar Shechur. Ha 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 kasav kol nechasai leploni, uploni avdi, right? I write a document that says, all my nechasim are given to ploni, and also to ploni, my avatim, vikatani, kanu kol nechasim. They acquire everything. V'nimtza, kol echad chatziv ben chorin, v'chatziv eved l'chaveiro, u'mushachrim ze'azel l'chatzein. Then each one owns half of the other one. They free each other.
Then they have to go and take the next step and free each other. It's not automatic.
Right. But the point is that one document can free two avadim. So why can't one document free two women? Why do you have to write again all this individuality?
But it's not a document.
So the Gemara answers, the Gemara gives a much better answer than that. The Gemara answers, V'lav u'kimta u'kimna b'shnei shtaros. No, that case had two documents.
Who changed it to documents?
The case of the Avadim. It was two separate documents. V'lav u'kimna b'shnei shtaros. And we're changing it to say there were two documents. We already established that case was two documents. So, two documents. So here, it's only one document. So how can you get divorced two women with one document? The answer is, you have to write separately, and A is divorcing B, and C is divorcing D. So what do you really have? You have two getting on one piece of paper. That you're sure allowed to have. That's really what you have.
Also, the stakes are higher with getting versus the get.
What does that do with anything?
Well, because
what does that do with anything?
The consequences.
So therefore what?
But Menachem, I still don't see the comparison. It's not a shtar shichur.
What do you mean? So that was the question. The answer was, there were two shtar shichurs.
But it's not a shtar shichur. The result is that it frees them. But the shtar here is a shtar to give all my nechassim to my eved.
Right.
It's very different.
Including the eved himself.
It includes the eved himself, so that the other person gets him, and the other person gets the other guy. It at least become half of other, half free, half
I hear.
Free.
So the question was answered anyway. Anyway, it's not a question. No, it wasn't a question, because it was two documents. So the whole question not a question. Now you think, even if it was one document, it's not a good question.
Right.
I hear you. I hear. Okay, now, Tanya Kavase de Rabbi Yochanan, Tanya Kavase de Rish Lakish. We have a brayso that supports each of them. Tanya Kavase de Rabbi Yochanan, what does it say? It says, Chamisha, five people, Shekasvu besocha get, and they write in the get, Ish ploni begarish plonis, right? Uploni plonis, uploni uplonis, and everyone's divorcing each other. Uzman echad lekulan, and there's one zman. V'edim milmata, and the edim sign on the bottom. Kulan ksherin, right? All of them are kosher. What does it mean? All of them are kosher. It's all good. All of them are kosher. V'tinasin lechol achas v'achas, and each person, and then you have to give the get to all five of them. This is what Rabbi Yochanan said. That's exactly what Rabbi Yochanan said. Zman lekol echad ve'echad. If each one has their own zman, the edim milmata and the edim sign on the bottom, escha edim nikron imo kosher. The last pair, the last couple, is divorced. Why? Because that's the only one near the edim. Because by writing separate zmanim, you're basically breaking it up into five different gittin, and the edim only signing for one couple. That's exactly what Rabbi Yochanan said. Now we have more shitas that have nothing to do with Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yehuda b'Masira Omer. 1 second. Im yesh revach b'neihen puzzle. If there are spaces in between all five, then it's taka puzzle. V'im lav kosher. And if not, kosher. Shein zman mastik. It doesn't matter if you broke it up in terms of dates. What's the difference? No difference. You have five different dates. Big deal. What will be a problem? If there's spaces, and the edim only starting on the bottom, and there's spaces, in the that's a big problem. The fact they have different zmanim, who cares? Tanya kavotzei de Rish Lakish. Now we have a brayso that supports Rish Lakish. It says, Chamisha, five people, Shekasvu klal, besoch haget, and they wrote it a klal. What's a klal? Like one collective divorce. Anu, we, Ploni uploni, girashnu nishotseinu, are divorcing our wives, plonis uplonis, ploni, girish plonis, uploni, girish plonis. Then you rewrite it individually, vizman echad lekulan, they have one zman, ve'edim ulmata, and the edim sign on the bottom, kulam ksherin, it's all good. V'tinasin lekol achad v'achas, you give it to each and every one, it's all good. That's exactly what Rish Lakish held. Now, zman lekol echad v'echad, if the zman for each one, v'revach lekol echad v'echad, and space is in between, ve'edim ulmata, and the edim sign on the bottom, es, Sha'edim Nikron Imo Kosher. The only one that's good is the last one near the Edim. Reb Meir Omer Afal Pi She'ein Revach Penehen. Even though there's no spaces, puzzle it's still puzzle. Shazman Nafsikan, because the fact that you have different zman and that's a problem. Rish Lakish, my area is zman lekol echad ve'echad. Why does the Mishnah have to? Why do we have to give a case of zman echad? Ha'amar zman echad lekulam amitov esavi. Even one zman is according to him not a klal. Right? So the Gemara answers, Hani Mili, that's only true, that only one Zman is possible, Hechadolo Arvinhu Meikara, where it's not mixed up, where all the names are not mixed up together. Avalhachad Arvinhu Meikara, but here, all the names are all said together, Ipalaglu Zman in, if the Zman is separated in, then the Get is possible, Elo, and if not, Lo, then the Get is not possible. Okay.
Do you know how we passed it?
No. I have no idea how we passed it. That was the easy part of today's daf, believe it or not. Now the daf is very hard. Okay. We're going to use the name Reuven Ben Yaakov. When someone signs a get Reuven Ben Yaakov, in normal, conventional Judaism, Reuven Ben Yaakov means, who signed the get? Reuven. Who's his father? Yaakov. In Yavon, they wouldn't sign it like that. They would sign Reuven Ben Yaakov meant that who's signing the get? Yaakov. It's Reuven Ben, Reuven, who has a son named Yaakov. Or Reuven's father, some backwards thing. It would write Reuven Ben Yaakov. Aid. Who's the real person signing? Yaakov. Why is it written like that? Because it means Reuven is his father. The opposite of the conventional way we do it today. That's how they did it in Yavon. It's all you need to know to make this daf extremely hard. Okay? Just in time, Marcel. Just in time for the hard part of the daf. One introduction. That's all you need to know. In normal Judaism today, when someone writes signs a get, for example, Reuven ben Yaakov, who signed the get? Reuven. Who's Yaakov? Reuven's father. In Yavon, they were taught the exact opposite. Reuven ben Yaakov meant that the person signing the get is really Yaakov. How could that be? It's Reuven ben. Reuven has a son named Yaakov. He signs the get. Okay? Now, the Gemara's case is going to be where there are two gittin side to side. Think of the luchos. Two luchos. There's a right side and a left side. Okay? One gets written on the right side. One gets written on the left side.
Two separate
documents. One piece of paper with a line goes down the center, and on one side it says one get, and the other side it says the other get. Very simple case with a crazy complication. You hear? So far, so good? The Mishnah has, as far as I can tell, two cases in it. Only two cases. So you can't make me crazy. Case number one. Shnei gittin shekasvan ze besad ze. Two gittin written on one piece of paper in two columns. Like a luchos. One on the right side, one on the left side. Vishnei edim ivriim boim mitacha ze l'tacha ze. In other words, the guy writes, Reuven ben Yaakov. The word Reuven appears under one get. The word ben Yaakov or Yaakov, without Reuven ben, depends where the ben is on the other get. One name for both.
One person for both.
Reuven ben Yaakov. Then underneath that, by the way, two edim do that. So it's Reuven ben Yaakov and Shimon ben Yaakov. And then I related. Reuven ben Yaakov and Shimon ben Yaakov. Right? Shnei, Edim, Ivrim.
In Greek, they would relate because one father's name is Shimon.
Correct. Shnei Edim, Shnei Gittin, Shekosvin, Zebes HaZeh, Ushnei Edim, Ivrim, Bo Mitachas, Zeh, L'tachas, Zeh. Right? Two Edim sign like that. So one name is under each get. Then you have Shnei, Vishnei, Vishnayim, Edim, Yivanim, then two Greek names, Two people in Greek signed like that. Bar mitachazeh l'tachazeh. In other words, then it said, let's say, Yehuda Levi ben Yaakov.
You don't know who the eight is.
And then Yehuda ben Yaakov. But the last two. It's written the same way. It says Levi ben Yaakov. Who's signing it? Yaakov. Next one, Naftali ben Yaakov. Who's signing it? Another guy, Yaakov, whose father's name is Naftali. Yeah.
Two columns, four names.
Right. So there's actually, there might be a picture. I think there's a picture of it in the art school.
There's a picture in the art school.
Okay.
This helps a little bit.
It helped very little bit.
It doesn't really do justice.
Now, the halacha is, es sheha'edim harishonim nikron imo kosher. The top two signatures are kosher. For which get? We'll talk about that in the Gemara. Okay? Okay? Now, the answer is going to be, if the top two Edom, well, the Mishnah says the top two Edom are the Ivrim, that means the right side of the get is going to be kosher. If the top two Edom are Yevanim, then the left side is going to be kosher, because it goes by your first name. So far, so good?
Mm-hmm. It's different. Okay, I'm not going to get into it.
Yeah.
I'm going to slow it down.
Okay.
Nobody got
thank you.
Yeah.
No, I got it. But how do you know who's divorced?
What do you mean? It's
you're saying that
this one side has the Cohen family, and one side has the Goldberg family.
Right.
So if the top two names... If the top two names are Ivrim,
right,
then the Cohen family's divorced. If the top two names are Yevanim, then the Goldbergs are getting divorced. Why? Okay. Because the first name's under that side, because it's written backwards.
But how do you know which one's
on top?
Okay.
Right?
You can't tease us like that, you know that.
Now, that's case number one. Case number one, this is very hard. Case number one. Case number two is even harder. Ready? Eid Echad Ivri, the Eid Echad Yevani. So the top eight is written in Ivri style. Then the second one's written in Yevani style. Then Eid Echad Ivri ve'Eid Echad Yevani. Which means...
It's not the same thing.
No. Which means it alternates.
Oh,
so
right.
On get number one, on the right side, you have a first name with a father's name.
Right.
On the left side, you have a first name with a father's name also. A father's name, then a first name. It's all backwards. None of these getting are going to be good.
Right.
No one signed it. So again, that's the case. Bar mitachazel tachazel, shneim psulim. They're both puzzle. Why? No edim. Okay.
So what is this? Just a brain teaser?
No, it's not a brain teaser.
What is possibly going on here?
It is.
Hebrew, Greek. That's how they do it.
It is a brain teaser.
I don't understand what your question is.
Why in the world do they do it in this?
Your question is it's an unusual thing. Okay.
I mean,
So it's unusual.
We never asked that question.
Okay, now up to the Gemara. Now, the Gemara asks the following question. Let's say in the first case, we're not talking about the second case, the first case now, what happened? You wrote Reuven ben Yaakov, then you wrote Shimon ben Yaakov, then Levi ben Yaakov, and then Don ben Yaakov, right?
To Yaakov.
And they're all, none of them is related, no one's related to each other. So in the first two, it's the right side, right? The Gemara's question is, how about this? If the first two, if the top two are Jews, are written in Ivri style, so maybe Reuven ben Yaakov really signed both Gittin. Reuven on the right side, and then ben Yaakov on the left side. He really signed both. And the same thing, Shimon ben Levi. Shimon is his name. And he signed the right side. And then he wrote ben Levi. So he signed the left side also.
But he didn't write his full name on each side.
So what? Who said you need to do that? So, you have to write your whole name? Who said? That's the Gemara's question. V'liskasher, hi Reuven. The right side's good because you wrote Reuven. V'hai b'ben Yaakov Eid. And on the left side you wrote ben Yaakov Eid. Why shouldn't that be good? So the Gemara, it's a good question. You're allowed to write Ben to whatever. You're allowed to do that. So the Gemara answers, the Hatanan, Ben Ish Ploni ate kosher. If you write Ben, I'm the son of so and so. That's a good edus. That's a good signature. So the Gemara answers, no. The Kasav Reuven Ben Akama. No, you wrote Reuven Ben on the right side, and then just Yaakov Aid Abasra, and then just Yaakov Aid on the left side. Okay. Now nobody signs their name Reuven Ben. What kind of signature is that? Reuven Ben. So when you wrote Reuven Ben on the right side, obviously have to read also Yaakov. It's only on the right side. Nobody writes Reuven. What kind of thing is Reuven Ben? I'm like, Reuven, my name is Reuven. That's a good signature. Ben Yaakov's also good. What's Reuven Ben? So obviously you didn't mean to cross over and to sign both. Because if you wanted to do that, you would have written Reuven Ben Yaakov. Then you sign both sides. Right? So the Gemara says, Viliskasher hai Reuven Ben, Viliskasher hai Yaakov Aid. Why? What's wrong with that? It's a little funny, but so what? Right side said Reuven Ben, and the left side said Aid, Vidyakov Aid, Dotanan Ish Ploni Aid Kosher. So the Gemara answers, well, Deloksiv Aid. You didn't write the word Aid. But you don't have to write the word Aid either. You don't have to say you're an Aid. It's obvious you're an Aid. What are you doing down there? It's obviously you're an Aid. Ebay Seymour, no, La Olm the cost of Aid. Even if you wrote the word Aid, via the Eden, Bahai Chasim, Delav Yaakovu. That's not Yaakov. That's Reuven. That's Yaakov's son Reuven. It's not Yaakov. That's false. Therefore, you can't do that. Therefore, you only signed one side. Okay? Vidilma, maybe, Bishma, Davua, Chasim. It's okay. So maybe you signed your father's name. You're right. Reuven Ben on one side, and you signed your father's name. So the Gemara says, no. Lo Shafik Inish Shmei, V'chasim Shmei Davua. Nobody would do that. Why are you writing your father's name? You have your own name. Right? This is not some futuristic movie where nobody has any names. You have your own name. So why do you have to write your father's name?
What are you supposed to do purposes? In Hebrew? Reuven Yaakov, Reuven Yaakov?
What?
What are you supposed to do?
If you wanted to sign both sides?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, two names.
Yeah. We're trying to make one name into two. Says the Gemara, you can't do it. Right? There's no way to do it.
What's that? Reuven and Yaakov under each
gittin. Yeah. It's two different gittin. Happens to me. It's on the same piece of paper. So what? If you want cheap, it's going to save some paper.
Save some ink.
Right. So Dilma Simone Shavue, maybe he just made a simon. What? Because we're going to see in a minute that when he wrote Yaakov, my name is Reuven. My father's name is Yaakov. But my simon is Yaakov. It's like a family emblem. My family emblem is my father's name. After all, the Harav Tyre Kevra, Rav, when he signed, he would sign a fish. And Rav Chanina, Cherusa. Rav Chanina would sign a palm tree. And Rav Chista, Samach. Rav Chista would sign a Samach. And Rav Oshia, Ayin. Rav Oshia would sign an Ayin. Rav Bar Huna, Tyre Machusa. He would sign a sail. A sail of a ship. So why can't I sign my father's name? If a fish is good, certainly the word Yaakov should mean me. Why not? Right? The Rashbam says something fascinating. This Gemara appears in Bava Basra, and he says, listen to this. Shekal Misha Bafarish Tam. Anyone who gives a reason. Lama Bacharu Lahem Dafka Simonim Elu. Why they pick these Simonim? If you give a reason why, Eino Ela Toa. You're making a mistake. There's no reason. Right? There's no reason. Says the Rashbam. You pick a reason, you think, oh, you know why he made a fish? Because he liked eating fish on Shabbos. You do that, you're wrong. There's no reason.
It's a chok.
It's a chok, right. Of course.
No, they probably did because their family was fishermen.
What?
Usually they did that when their family were fishermen.
Right.
Maybe they were born in February.
So the Ayavit says, well, let me tell you why. So the Rashbam says, you know why he picked the fish? Because he ate fish on Shabbos. And you know why he picked the Dekel? Because he must have been busy with palm trees. And Rav Chista has a Samach in his name. And Rav Oshi has an Ayin in his name. Right? The Ayavit says, let me tell you why he picked the fish. He picked the fish because fish are not subject to Ayin Hara. And you know why he picked a Dekel? Because a Dekel is from the Pasuk of Tzadik Katamar Yifrach. And you know why he picked a Samach? Because a Samach is that Samach means to rely, right? Somech. You can rely on me. And you know why he picked an Ayin? Because his eye is always watching you. And you know why he picked a sail? Because the Tzadikim carry the Tibur. Like a sail carries a ship. That's why, and the Rashbam said, if you come up with a reason why, you're making a mistake. So the Ayavit says, let me tell you why they picked all these simonim. Anyway, so you're allowed to sign your name with a simon. So why can't you sign your name with your father's name? Why is that any worse than a simon? So the Gemara says, lo, you're right. A simon's one thing, but lo chatzif idish l'shavui l'shma davu a simana. No one's going to have the chutzpah to use a simon into their father's name. That's a big slap in the face. No one's going to do that to their father. Therefore, it can't be a simon.
Could it be your last name, by the way?
You don't know. There's no last names. There's no last names in the Gemara. There's no such thing. Right? Even the Gemara didn't have, even in Goyim didn't have last names.
No, right.
You know?
How many years ago?
600 years ago? So the oldest case we ever read in law school was a case in the 1300s. And the case was like the smith's wife. Or the butcher's wife. That's how the case was called. The butcher's wife. The guy scared his wife and they sued the guy for scaring her. The wife. There's no names. Yeah. Right? It was called the butcher's wife. Right? V'leskasher hai b'shnei edim ivriim. Let's say one side is good because you have two names that are Jewish. Ivri, they're all Jewish. Signed in the Ivri fashion. V'leskasher hai b'shnei edim yivanim. Why can't the left side be good with the two names of the Yavan, of the way it's signed in the Yavanim style? And it says, Levi ben Don. So the guy's first name is Don. Right. Even though it's backwards, that's how he did, that's how they did it. So the name Don is on the left side. So why is that not good, that aid? That get. What did the Mishnah say? Only the one closest to the top. Why? Why? Why does it be like that? The top two are good because they're on the right side, and the bottom two are good because they're on the left side. Now, what's above signature number three? The father's name of signature number two. So the Gemara is asking, so what that's there? Why should I prevent the names on the left side from not working? Why? Why not? Right? You understand the question? So, V'leskasher hai b'shnei edim ivriyim, v'leskasher hai b'shnei edim yivanim. What's wrong with that? Ditnan, we learned, get shekasvu ivris. If it gets written in Hebrew, the ed of yivanis, this is like tomorrow or the next Mishnah, and edim are written in yivanis, or yivanis, the ed of ivris, kosher, it's all kosher. Well, there's space of two lines of someone else's names, right? So how could that be good? Lines 3 and 4 you want to make on the left side, but there are, but lines 1 and 2 on top of it are someone else's names that you don't want to. Big deal. Amar Chizkiya milahu bikrovim kosher. If you stick in non-kosher names, if you stick in other people's puzzle names, that's good. Right?
But why you get confused with the first two names?
What?
Why you get confused with the first two
names? No, because you know that's for the right side. Right?
If it's empty, it's okay. Now.
What?
If it's empty, two lines empty. Is that all right?
Hmm?
Two lines empty. Is that good? Empty.
Sure.
The space of two lines, that's fine. Right?
It's worse.
It's worse.
It's worse. Okay. Look at Rashi. It's a famous, famous Rashi. Rashi says, the Rashi of Miluhu. Right? There was space, so what they do? They filled in the space with puzzle names, right? My father, my mother, all these puzzle names. They filled it in. Then Adam signed on the bottom. What? They filled it in with puzzle names. Says to Gemara, that should be good. That should be good. As a matter of fact, he said that. Who said this? Amar Chizkiya. If you fill in empty space, now you can't sign again at the bottom of empty space because you can fill in more things. So what are we going to fill it in with? Nonsense. Non-kosher relatives. Right, krovim. We'll fill it in. That should be good. After all, Rashi says, miluhu laosa avir. You filled it in with that airspace. Bikrovim with relatives. Kosher. It's kosher. Delo kapdinon, because all we care about is ela aviro. We only care about airspace, empty space in the get. But we don't care if you put other names. After all, valtatame. Don't be wondering about that. Don't worry about that. Don't be so surprised about that. Shaharei avir pasul b'shlosha b'sukkah. If you have airspace of more than three tvachim in a schach, it's pasul. The schach pasul ba'arba. But invalid schach, you have four tvachim to be pasul. So if I have a sukkah and I have more than three spaces of air, the sukkah is no good. What if I have metal up there in the mid, which is also no good? Then I get an extra tefach of space. So the fact that you hear what Rashi just did? Brings a raya from Sukkah about airspace and pasul schach. So too, in a get, if you have pasul names, for example, lines 1 and 2 are names from the other side of the get, so what? Now lines 3 and 4 are the good edim for the left side of the get. So the fact that you have other names stuck in the middle, why should that matter? Why should that matter? Yeah, if it would be empty airspace, that's a problem. That's the next Mishnah. You have empty airspace, you can fill in things. But here, you can fill in conditions, you can fill in all these problems, make big problems. But here, it's other names, a big deal. After all, you have the same thing by Sukkah.
Does that have to be only names or even
based on... I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. Nonsense. I don't know. So, you know what? Hatani Ze'iri. Ze'iri said, you're right. Shneim Ksherim. You're right. They're both getting Akasha. They're both good. Now, Vitana Didon, but our Mishnah didn't say that. Ze'iri came along and said, you're right. They're both kosher. Vitana Didon, our Mishnah, Dilma Gundulis Chasim. Maybe what's going to happen is, an Ivri is going to come along and see that it's signed like a Yevani, and he's also going to sign it like a Yevani, and that's going to be wrong for him. Chasim v'kulu echadhu, v'kulam echadhu dechasimi. And it might happen that nobody's first name's on the left side either, because they're going to follow the minhag of the... It's even inside my minhag. My minhag is I write like Yevani style. So Yaakov, Reuven ben Yaakov, really my name is Yaakov. But I see they did it the other way. I'm also going to do it the other way. For him, it's no good. What happened? There are no first names on the left side. It's not going to be good. Okay? That's the problem. You're right. You're right. The fact that there's something there doesn't matter. What's the problem? That's the problem. You can decide it the wrong way. Because you watched what the guys above you did. Then we said, Eirachad Ivri ve'eirachad Yevani. Eirachad Ivri ve'eirachad Yevani. V'leskash, that what? That's no good. That was a crazy case. Right. So, right? No one signed anything. You don't have two names on top of one of them. So I could, so what? One Eirachad Ivri, one Eirachad Yevani. So what's the problem with that? And the other one the same thing. Eirachad Ivri, Eirachad Yevani. Dotnan, Eirachad Ivri, Eirachad Yevani kosher. You're right. Hatan is Iri, Shneim Ksherin. Eirachad Ami is Iri, said they're both kosher taka. So what? You have a different minhag of signing than me, so why should that be a problem? Same answer. Fatana Didon, what about our Mishnah? Why did Mishnah say it's no good? Because Dilma, Gundalis, Chasim, Fitzlasa, Echad, Vichad, Echad. Maybe they wrote it the way the other minhag is, in which case you'll have three first names on one side, one first name on the other side. One gets no good. But you don't know which one's going to do that, so none of them are good.
So basically they'll conform to the other side even though it's not really their name.
Exactly. And that's a problem. The no first names. The Iker we just explained, the Iker is the first name. Right? Unless you only write Ben Yaakov. But if you write it like this, with the Bens and who knows where, it's not going to be good. Okay? Nice and easy? Okay, next Mishnah.
More of the same?
Yeah. Shear Mixas HaGet. If you left over part of a get, in other words, you're writing a get, one get now in two columns. You're writing one get, you ran out of space, so you went to the top of the second column, Shear mixes a get, v'kasu b'daf ha'sheni, and you went to the next column, the edim milmata, and edim signed below, kosher, it's kosher. Okay? Very simple. Next. The Gemara is going to ask that question. The Gemara is going to ask that question.
Only one column, is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Only one column.
Correct. The Gemara is going to ask that question. Chasmo edim b'rosh hadaf, what about if edim signed on the top, or menatzad, or on the sides and the margins, oh me'achur, from the other side, but get pashut, puzzle. By a regular get, that's puzzle. They didn't sign on the bottom. They signed in crazy places. That was cases 2, 3, and 4. Case 5. Hikif roshal shalzeh, betad roshal shalzeh, v'edim be'emta. I take a get, and I merge two gets, so the tops of each get are next to each other, and the edim sign in the middle. The answer is, Hikif Rosh Hashal Zeb, Bezad Rosh Hashal Zeb, Eid Debemta, Shneim Psulim. They're both puzzle. Why? Because they're signing on the top.
Right?
Sofo Shal Zeb, Bezad Sofo Shal Zeb. What if I take the bottoms of two gets and put them next to each other, Vo Eidim Be'emta, and the Eidim sign in the middle? So the answer is, Est She Eidim Nikron Imo Kosher. The ones that, so one gets upside down. Right? If I take two, the bottoms of two gets, I put them next to each other, one's upside down.
Correct.
So whichever one flows is kosher. The Edom sign in the middle between these two gets, whichever one flows is kosher. The other one's it's upside down. It's not kosher. Number 7.
But you can have one kind of Edom for two gets?
Yeah. Why not? if they're signing. If you hold Eidei Chasidim Makarsi, then yeah. Even if you hold, it doesn't matter what you hold. They're always going to be good. You always need two.
I'm saying for two get them.
Yeah. Where am I up to now? Rosh Hashalzeh, B'tzad Sofa Shalzeh. One head, well, the top of one get, is you merge with the bottom of another get. For Eidim Be'emtza. And the Eidim, Eidim Nikra B'sofa Kosher. If the bottom of the get flows with the signatures, then that's going to be kosher. You can never sign on top. It's backwards anyway.
Is that the left side or the right side?
What do you mean the left side or the right side?
Top
and bottom.
Top.
Get for Ivris, if the get was written in Hebrew, the Eidim Yevanis, and the Eidim sign in the Greek style, or Yevanis, or the get is written in Yevanis. The Eidim, the Eidav Ivriim, and the Eidim sign in the Ivri style. It doesn't mean Greek people. We had that discussion if Goyim could sign the get. Remember, we had that a long time ago. But we're not talking about that. Eidachad Ivri ve'edachad Yevani. One signs in the Hebrew style, one signs in the Yevani style. Ksav Sofer ve'eid, kosher. Or the Sofer signs plus one aid, that's kosher. Right? We're going to get to tomorrow. Well, who authorized the Sofer to sign? Isn't that a Mealy problem? I told you to write it. We're going to get to that tomorrow. Ish Ploni aid, kosher. What's Ish Ploni aid? Ish Ploni aid, kosher. Oh, if you sign it, Ish Ploni aid, that's enough. Ben Ish Ploni aid, that's also kosher. Right? I'm the son of so-and-so. Ish Ploni, Ben Ish Ploni, me, Ben him. Velo kosav aid, you don't write the word aid, that's also kosher. Fekachal yinikiy aidus aid hadas b'shem Yerushalayim. That's how the clean thinkers in Yerushalayim used to sign like that. I don't know why. Like, what's the hack?
Yeah.
Whether you write the word aid or not, right? They wouldn't write the word aid, right? Kosav chanichaso v'chanichasa kosher. If you write his nickname or her nickname, that's kosher. What does the nickname mean? Does the nickname mean the profession, which is really the origin of last names, or the redhead? Or the fat one, the ugly one, the pretty one, the skinny one. What kind of nickname are we talking about? Right, what does the article say?
Surname.
They didn't have surnames.
That's
a surname.
Mr. G.
What? Okay, let's just do one line. Case number one. Velechash Dilma Hani Trey Gitti Havi.
Over here it says the nicknames.
A nickname. What does a nickname mean?
Does that
say? Does it mean the tall one? Or does it mean his last name? Which is really a profession. Most last names, origin is that was their profession. Right, which is why Smith is such a common last name.
The Italians had, you know...
What?
The Italians had really strange nicknames. Tony the Enforcer.
Right. Right.
You know, so...
Right.
Be careful with nicknames.
Mr. G.
Like that.
So... He knows.
I didn't know all this.
Now, Velechus Dilma Hani Trey Gidihavi. Case number one was that he went on to the second column. Maybe it's a different get. And what happened here? Visrami le Zman the Kama of Edim Basra. You took the Zman and the Edim of one get. The Gazia, you cut it off. Lezman Basra of Edim Lakama to a different, another totally other get. So how do you know it's one get? It could be you cut and pasted two different getting. So the Gemara answers, and then you can. But the problem is that if you did that, you can add. You can add things, yeah. Right? Amar of Abba, Amar of Rav, Kishish Revach Mumata. No, there was space. There was nothing there, so you know it's one get. And now we're going to say the same thing. Vidilma Zman Basra Megas Geiza. Maybe you took the top and somehow you cut and pasted on the top again. Kid Amar of Abba, Amar Rav, Kishish Revach Mumata. Again, there was space on the top and space on the bottom, so you know this is not cut from some other get. You know it's this original get. Okay? Oh, one more line. Hachanami kishish revach milmala. So too, there was space on top. So you know there was space on top. So there was nothing ever there that you're going to have problems now that you're merging two different getting. It's really the same get. All right? So we'll stop here on the top line. And we'll pick up tomorrow. Everyone have a very good day.